This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Colorado's U.S. Senate race is still 9 months away, but new details are emerging for both the incumbent, Democrat Mark Udall, and who could ultimately be his Republican challenger. Udall is still considered the frontrunner, but his lead appears to be shrinking. KUNC's Brian Larson spoke with Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff for more.
I think the most telling thing about this latest Quinnipiac University poll is not so much where Senator Mark Udall stands in it, but how the field of Republicans is starting to shape up. Of the five declared candidates, Weld County District Attorney Ken Buck is at the top of that pack, Jody, albeit slightly.
Up with Senator Udall, Ken Buck gets 42% to Udall's 45%. That's the best matchup for Republicans against Udall at this point. But interestingly, those surveyed are exactly split on whether they think Udall deserves re-election this year. As for Amy Stevens, the state representative from Colorado Springs, who's also hoping to be the standard bearer against Udall, she gets 41% compared to Udall's 43%. So she comes in second in these matchups.
Republicans have their primary on June 24th. What can we expect between now and then where all of the GOP candidates are concerned? Are we going to see this field narrow before then?
Probably. We've got two state senators, Randy Baumgartner from Northwest Colorado and Owen Hill, a young, bright up-and-comer from Colorado Springs. However, they lag in terms of fundraising. And in fact, Baumgartner barely has a campaign. He didn't report any fundraising numbers this last quarter. And his campaign website is not up. And he seems to be running kind of a skeletal effort in terms of getting the nomination. I think you're going to be finding that these candidates are in full fundraising mode. In fact, Amy Stevens put out a press release right after this poll came out, and she cited the fact that Udall and she are in a dead heat. And she pointed out the fact that although Udall leads her by 2 percentage points, it's still within the margin of error of 2.9 percentage points.
And what about fundraising? That's usually a telltale sign where a candidate's popularity is concerned.
Well, I think it bodes well for Buck that he's leading, and he's got a lot more money raised. He's raised a couple $100,000. Amy Stevens, on the other hand, has barely $50,000 in her campaign fund. So you would think that Buck might be ahead because he's also got a lot more name ID than Amy Stevens. He was, after all, the Republican candidate against Senator Michael Bennet a few years ago. Udall has raised $1.1 million in this last quarter and has more than $4 million sitting in his bank account.
Well, let's come back to Senator Udall for a moment. Your office spoke to his campaign manager about these latest Quinnipiac University poll numbers. What are they making of where they stand at this point?
Well, they're playing it pretty low-key. They say this is nothing that's really totally unexpected because they said Colorado is a swing state. And they said they always knew this was going to be a tight race and that they think in the end Senator Udall will prevail because he's got more people siding with some of the things that he supports than don't. So they're taking it in stride, but it was interesting because just as Amy Stevens put out a press release about fundraising, Senator Udall did too, and in fact he cited the fact that Ken Buck is only 3 points behind Udall in a head-to-head November matchup, and they're trying to appeal for their people to raise money against what they call the Tea Party front runner, referring to Buck. For now, Udall is just in there trying to make his case, putting out a lot of press releases, meeting around the state with different groups, and really running a low-key but a dominant campaign at this point.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.